Health disparities linked to location. Inequalities in health exist both between and within wealthy and poorer countries, including nations like the United States and the United Kingdom. In England, there has been a health gap between the northern and southern regions since the Industrial Revolution, with the South generally experiencing better health. Similarly, Scotland has a divide between the eastern and western areas. In the United States and China, there are disparities in health between the northern and southern regions. Compositional factors. Why do some places and their people have better health? Health geography experts provide two connected explanations. The compositional explanation looks at how the characteristics of people in a place affect its health outcomes. This theory suggests that factors like demographics, race, age, gender, behaviors, smoking, alcohol use, and socioeconomic status, income, job, education, determine how healthy or unhealthy a place is. For instance, race or ethnicity can impact someone's health outcomes. In the United States, African Americans, on average, live 4 years less than whites, which reflects socioeconomic disparities. Poor people are more affected by limited healthcare access. While women generally live longer than men, their struggle to find well-paid jobs limits their access to health resources. Behavioral factors are closely tied to socioeconomic status and demographics. Poverty restricts access to health-promoting factors such as good housing, safe working conditions, nutritious food, and healthcare. The stress from unemployment and poor living and working conditions can lead to unhealthy behaviors and overall poor health. Limited economic or geographical access to healthcare disproportionately affects the poor. Contextual factors. The environment where people live plays a big role in their health. Poor places often lead to poor health. Factors like how much money people have and how their community functions can make a place more or less healthy. For example, in areas with more poverty, people are more likely to smoke. The way a community comes together also affects health. Places where people feel connected and engaged tend to have better health outcomes, even if they face challenges like poverty. The physical environment is also important. Areas that lack good environmental conditions often have higher death rates. Places with a lot of redeveloped, sometimes toxic areas, called brownfield land, can have worse physical and mental health outcomes. Poverty, education, and government trust affect habits. Different factors, both individual and community-related, work together to influence health. For instance, in the United States, people's habits like smoking and eating affect their health. Influence of politics on health. Political decisions affect both the makeup and the surroundings of health disparities. Cardiovascular disease can stem from both the makeup and surroundings, such as unhealthy eating habits and living in a lower income area. Politics and public policies impact both aspects. The link between health and location is based on a complex mix of economic, social, environmental, and political processes in a community-inhabited area. Health divides throughout history. During the Industrial Revolution, big changes hit how and where people lived and worked. With factories replacing small workshops, many flocked to cities. But life wasn't rosy there. They faced low pay, long hours, crummy housing, and risky jobs that often made them sick. Diseases like dysentery, typhoid, and cholera spread like wildfire, pushing for early public health laws, like the UK's Public Health Act of 1848. The revolution also drew health lines on the map. In England, industrial areas up north were starkly different from the rural south. In cities like Liverpool, the rich lived more than twice as long as the working class. Similar gaps showed up in the U.S., guiding health policies. The evolution of public health. In the 20th century, fewer people died from infectious diseases. This shift, known as the epidemiological transition, has several explanations. One is the advancements in medicine, while another credits improved sanitation, stricter work conditions, and better food quality. Additionally, rising incomes led to better nutrition for workers, extending their lifespans. The political economy thesis suggests that political changes, like the rise of unions and expanded suffrage, also played a role in improving worker health. In the United Kingdom, welfare benefits were introduced in response to working class movements, reducing the negative health impacts of the Industrial Revolution. Health disparities in modern times. Today, most deaths are caused by chronic diseases like cancer and heart disease. These health issues are often linked to other chronic conditions such as diabetes or obesity. These conditions are prevalent in all wealthy nations. For instance, the United Kingdom has a higher rate of obesity among women compared to other Western European countries. Similarly, the Netherlands has poor health outcomes for cancer and heart disease. Health disparities across nations and regions. The United States lags behind other wealthy countries in various health areas, including overall mortality, heart disease deaths, violence-related deaths, diabetes-related deaths, depression, and obesity. Even the wealthiest Americans have worse health outcomes than their peers abroad. This decline in U.S. health began in the 1980s, despite historically having better health than other nations. Within countries, there are also health gaps, with lower-income individuals often experiencing worse health than wealthier counterparts. The Scottish effect. In the United Kingdom, Scotland has the poorest health outcomes, with higher obesity, cancer, and heart disease death rates than England, Wales, and Northern Ireland. This Scottish effect began in the 1950s and has worsened since the 1980s. Within Scotland, the western regions have worse health outcomes than the eastern regions. In England, a north-south health divide has existed since the Industrial Revolution and has widened since 1965. Recent decades have seen economic hardships increase in the north, while the south has experienced growth. This divide is evident in places like Liverpool, where residents of the affluent town of Formby live 10 years longer on average than those in the poorer town of Bootle, just 20 minutes away by train. Similarly, in Stockton-on-Tees, areas with vastly different health outcomes are only 2 miles apart. Like in the United States and Scotland, certain factors in England can partially explain why there are differences in health. However, to fully understand why these divides exist and why they've grown since the 1970s, we need to consider the political determinants of health, politics, and health inequalities. Political decisions play a significant role in shaping health inequalities. Take heart disease, for example, which can stem from poor eating habits often linked to having a low-paying job and living in a deprived neighborhood. However, these conditions are not inevitable. They exist because political systems and decisions allow them to. Factors like low wages and poor living conditions are influenced by political choices. The way governments establish, fund, and distribute public health resources, their stance on public health as a human right, and the extent of their responsibility in this regard all reflect the values and priorities of public policies. Therefore, politics, or the power to make decisions that impact public health, can either worsen or improve health disparities. In the United Kingdom, the three main modern political ideologies approach public health differently. Conservatives, for instance, do not see social inequalities as a major concern and prefer minimal state involvement in public affairs. They consider health disparities as natural and acceptable. On the other hand, classic liberalism places trust in a free market, believing it ensures social justice. This belief forms the basis of modern neoliberalism. Like conservatives, liberals believe individuals are responsible for their own health, attributing health disparities to risky individual health behaviors. Social democracy, which emerged in the early 20th century, historically supports state intervention in the economy and views public health as a social right. However, in recent times, social democrats have leaned more towards liberal and conservative perspectives on health. Approaches to social welfare. Different prosperous nations, including the United States and the United Kingdom, manage social welfare benefits, income inequality, collective bargaining, and public health regulation differently. After World War II, many wealthy countries established welfare states, providing healthcare access, welfare, and education support to all citizens. In the 1960s, the United States expanded its welfare reforms from the Great Depression by introducing the Medicaid and Medicare systems. Compared to countries like France, Germany, Sweden, and Norway, which have Bismarckian or social democratic social policies, the U.S. and other nations with a liberal approach to the welfare state generally offer weaker public health support. The rise of neoliberal reforms. After the economic troubles of the 1970s, governments began adopting neoliberal reforms to change the welfare state. Leaders like Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan pushed for privatizing and deregulating public services, aiming to increase market freedom. These reforms have a significant impact on public health because welfare state cuts can harm it. Neoliberal policies don't directly target healthcare, but rather aim to change the relationships among the state, society, and the individual. This shift embraces economic insecurity, unemployment, and income inequality on a wide scale. Answers to health divides. The case of East and West Germany after reunification in 1990 demonstrates how countries can tackle public health gaps even after years of neoliberal policies. Before reunification, East Germans typically lived 3 years less than their West German counterparts. However, just 6 years after reunification, this gap narrowed to 1 year. West Germany played a crucial role by heavily investing in improving healthcare in East Germany to match Western standards. They also implemented social welfare programs, including pensions and other safety nets. On the other hand, the United Kingdom's efforts from 1997 to 2010 focused mainly on compositional factors and later on austerity measures, which have not effectively reduced health disparities within the nation. Policy for income, democracy, and growth narrows health gaps. Several reports, including the 2014 Due North report on the UK, the 2013 US National Academies report, and the 2016 Glasgow Center for Public Health Review, highlight the importance of addressing socioeconomic inequalities to reduce health disparities. The UK report emphasizes the need for government action on socioeconomic disparities and local decision-making power. The US report focuses on promoting healthy behaviors and environments, reducing income inequality, and improving healthcare access. The Glasgow Review also stresses income equality, better living conditions, and empowering local governments. These reports suggest that political policies supporting income redistribution, local democracy, and economic growth can help narrow health gaps. However, without action from voters and politicians to change current policies, health inequalities are likely to persist. Key points. 1. Health disparities exist between and within countries, affected by location and socioeconomic status. 2. Compositional factors like race, income, and behavior impact health outcomes in different regions. 3. Contextual factors such as community engagement and environmental conditions influence health. 4. Political decisions shape health disparities through public policies and social welfare approaches. 5. Historical events like the Industrial Revolution have created long-standing health divides. 6. Addressing health disparities requires tackling socioeconomic inequalities and promoting healthy environments. 7. Policy changes supporting income redistribution, local democracy, and economic growth can narrow health gaps.